You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Viacom CBS stock plunged 50% over the last week. Tencent fell 33%. Discovery stock lost more than a quarter of its value just on Friday. So what is going on? One large hedge fund in the U.S. bit the dust. And as it imploded, it had to sell off $20 billion worth of shares in a hurry. And that has dragged down shares of banks this hedge fund owed money to. Japanese financial company Nomura dropped 16% today in Tokyo. The BBC's Dominic O'Connell has more on what happened.
The obvious explanation most people thought was that one big hedge fund, and hedge fund is an investment firm that buys and sells shares on the market, they thought one big hedge fund must have gone bust. And this morning we had confirmation of that. The Swiss bank Credit Suisse said that a large US hedge fund had defaulted and that it would take a big hit as a result. It said it would be highly significant for its profits. And another bank, Japan's Nomura, had already said that the losses would wipe out its second quarter profits, a hit of about $2 billion. People have worked out from that triangulated between the two and other market intelligence, the hedge fund that has gone under is Archegos Capital Management. Hardly a household name, but it's a medium-sized player in American markets, founded and it manages the money of a guy called Bill Huang, who coincidentally in 2014 was banned from trading on the Hong Kong stock market. In 2012, he paid out to settle insider trading charges in America.
The BBC's Dominic O'Connell. Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.